Centenary year. A whole day of Liszt's music in concert from across the European Broadcasting Union. The BBC singers in London with some of Liszt's music for choir. His mighty oratorio Christus from Budapest. The Faust Symphony from Liszt's adopted city of Weimar. A live concert from the city where he spent his final years, Bayreuth. A celebration of Franz Liszt. Sunday from 12 noon on BBC Radio 3.
Well, in a couple of hours tonight, Through the Night sets off as usual with the recent concert. Tonight, the concert including the Ravel Piano Trio. BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio. You can also listen to us live online. Just gone 11 o'clock. Time now for World on 3 with Lopo Kotari.
You play the summer like a bumba. You play the summer like a punk. Play the summer with a conga. You play the summer like a nut. Play the summer like a black, white, or red. Play the summer as you want. Play the summer like a black, white, or red. The summer in your head. You play the summer softly.
You play the summer hard. Yeah, yeah, whatever.
Play the summer very hard.
Like you never wanna stop.
Play the summer with a funky rhythm flavor. Play it like you wanna dance.
Play the summer like a bossa nova, baby, cause you're a romance. My son is gonna take you to Bahia Salvador. The creator of love is calling you.
Hello, I'm Lopa Kotari, and that was Samba Around the Clock from my guests in session, the Brothers of Brazil. They are brothers, they do come from Brazil, but their music is slightly less definable. Also tonight, part two of my trip to that music-soaked country, starting with a trio of tracks, Rap and Rhythm, J3 and the Academicos de Rua, the street academics, take a musical stroll to Jamaica.
Acadêmicos da rua, na ponte aérea embarquei nessa viagem. Sem pilantragem, nossa luta continua. Eu ganhei essa passagem pra poder viajar. Agradeço aos que acreditam onde eu quero chegar.
Conexão cultura Brasil-Espanha. Vitória, Barcelona, logo mais eu tô de volta. Não foi fácil pra chegar aqui. São anos de correria, me lembro do que eu vivi. Eu sou da rua e vim mostrar o que aprendi. Na noite do velho mundo pra gente se divertir. Retirei o bilhete, agradeço o convite. Represento minha terra aqui no velho continente. Trago de longe a cultura da minha gente. Um povo que foi tratado de maneira indiferente. Mudou, e agora que essa gente dá valor. Com o som do Brasil eu vi que o gringo se encantou. Me chamou pra tocar, combinou de gravar. Essa noite é uma criança, eu vou pra rua me inspirar. Rei de rolê na cidade, eu vou sair mais tarde. E fica à vontade, o passaporte do bolso é minha identidade. Rei de rolê na cidade, eu vou sair mais tarde. E fica à vontade, o passaporte do bolso é minha identidade. Bagagem, é proporcional a força dessa mensagem. Vários LP na mala pra seguir viagem. Tô longe de casa, mas eu vim só de passagem. Lembro da minha cidade, também sinto saudade. Quem me conhece sabe que eu falo a verdade. Pra quem ficou pra trás, eu desejo tudo de bom. Com vocês, acadêmicos, na rua é o sol. Tem gente do mundo inteiro de rolê por aqui. Tem mina que pergunta de onde eu sou e sorri. Quando eu falo brasileiro, eu já vi que é natural. Ela gosta porque eu moro num país tropical. Verão europeu, 10 da noite ainda é dia na cidade. Hoje eu vou ficar na rua até mais tarde. Calote no metrô pra varar na madrugada. Colar com o Junior Wise, encontrar com a rapaziada. Ei, de rolê na cidade, eu vou sair mais tarde. E fica à vontade, o passaporte do bolso é minha identidade. Ei, de rolê na cidade, eu vou sair mais tarde. E fica à vontade, o passaporte do bolso é minha identidade. Ei, de rolê na cidade, eu vou sair mais tarde. E fica à vontade, o passaporte do bolso é minha identidade. Ei, de rolê na cidade, eu vou sair mais tarde. E fica à vontade, o passaporte do bolso é minha identidade. Nas ruas da Catalunha eu carrego o Espírito Santo. A luta continua, se eu cair já me levanto na sequência. Não acredito em coincidência, cheguei até aqui, não foi por causa de aparência. Peço proteção pra família e os amigos. Rezo pro Senhor me manter longe do perigo e da maldade. Prossigo em busca da minha liberdade, com a criatividade que mantém a identidade. Ei, de rolê na cidade, eu vou sair mais tarde. E fica à vontade, o passaporte do bolso é minha identidade. Ei, de rolê na cidade, eu vou sair mais tarde. E fica à vontade, o passaporte do bolso é minha identidade.
Milha, e hoje eu sigo a minha trilha.
Andei, 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 andei.
liberdade, emoção, além do meu quarteirão, sair do lugar comum, além do que é chavão, além do esperado, de certo e errado, por amor andei já, tanto chão e mar pra procurar, no topo mais alto, nas extremidades dessa cidade, na privacidade de um lar. Eu venho a pé e sempre chego onde queria, junto com quem sempre quis, sendo a mesma Maria, com alguma concessão, às vezes a revelia, achei que procurei no sabor do dia a dia.
Andei, 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 andei.
Yeah. capacidade, com altura e honestidade, vá fabricando repente, futiradamente, pra viver no mundo inteiro. Hoje quero é bater pandeiro, quero bater no pandeiro.
Well, established rapper J3 Jota 3 uniting with the Academicos Jahua, the ADR crew, and Jole Nasidaji from their debut five-track EP called Simply Volume 1, followed by Andai from Paulista Lourdes de Luz, combining her love of the spoken word with melody lines, drawing on American R&B from her eponymous debut solo album. And last in that trio, the talented Alfredo Bello, a.k.a. DJ Tudo. He's over here with a hearty band of about 12 musicians to play at the Empowering Church in Hackney, East London, on the 28th. Being a DJ is just the tip of his iceberg. You really must see him live. Putumayo are bringing out a series of albums under the overall umbrella of Putumayo World Beat, and African Beat and Latin Beat are two of them. This song's from African Beat and a group called Les Barons, three French producers who beaver away over their computers and electronic gizmos in London, Brick Lane to be exact, and they get local musicians to add layers of music and percussion to it. Lagos Sound System is naturally inspired by the Afrobeat of the legendary Fela Kuti.
se despertó, no le quedaba nada. La pasión se le murió por vivir una vida prestada. Su mujer se le fue con un vecino que creía su socio. ¿Pa' qué tú quieres la tienda si tú no puedes ni atender el negocio? Goza, que así la vida es más sabrosa. 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 Ella estaba esperando que su príncipe azul apareciera. Un tipo de dinero, un buen mozo que aliviara sus penas. Pero el tiempo pasó y poco a poco se fue marchitando. Si a ti Dios te lo dio, aunque te duela, mira, sigue guarachando. Goza, que así la vida es más sabrosa.
Ay, no te pongas caprichosa.
Goza, que así la vida es más sabrosa. Goza, que así la vida es más sabrosa. Goza, que así la vida es más sabrosa. Era feliz pero seguían casados. Por guardar la apariencia, por arrastrar cosas del pasado. Ella tenía un amante más joven y él con una enfermera dormía. Hay que tener valor para vivir sin que la gente se meta en tu vida. Goza, que así la vida es más sabrosa. Sabrosa, goza, que así la vida es más sabrosa. Goza, que así la vida es más sabrosa.
Con permiso, caballero, que yo soy la voz de la experiencia. Después de andar por el mundo aprendí que la vida se toma con paciencia. Aquí el que sea más fino responde si llamo yo. No te quedes esperando, disfruta la vida como dice la canción.
Goza, que así la vida es más sabrosa.
Sigue disfrutando tu vida, Marco.
Goza, que así la vida es más sabrosa.
Sigue gozando como
sabrosa.
La culpa la tienes tú y no la tengo.
Goza,
yo.
Que así la vida es más
total,
sabrosa.
Al fin y al cabo, tú eres joven y el viejo soy yo.
Goza.
Goza, a song telling people to enjoy while they can. Not only featuring the voice of legendary Cuban singer Ibrahim Ferrer, but also using the bass line of one of his most famous songs, Chan Chan, at its core. Moneda Dura, hard currency, formed at the University of Havana in 1997 and is still going strong today. And that track is on Latin Beat out on Putumayo. So, over to my guests tonight, Supla and João, the brothers of Brazil. This is a tune that you may well recognise, Turned on Its Head.
Yeah. mas que nada. Um samba como esse tão legal, você não vai querer que ele chegue no final.
Brothers of Brazil, Supla and João Suplicy.
That's right.
Suplicy, yes.
Well, Suplicy. So, Supla.
Yes.
That's got to be a nickname.
It's a nickname, yes. Yeah. My real name is Eduardo Smith Vasconcelos Matara. No, Eduardo Smith Vasconcelos Cochrane Suplicy.
Even
we got
you can
French,
forget it.
Scottish, a little bit of English with Smith and Suplicy.
Smith?
Smith, yes.
And
yeah.
How long's your name, João?
Or is
it just
that's just
up?
João.
Oh.
Smith Vasconcelos Suplicy. That's yeah. Our last name.
Yeah. But cool. Suplicy, Supla, I got it from Suplicy, a last name. A guy say, hey, pass me the ball, and football, futebol, right? They couldn't say, like, Suplicy, so it just became Supla.
So yeah. I'd like to say, guys, yes. That the Brothers of Brazil, it all began here in London.
It's true. Yes. The first show we did together, because before this, we had separate careers. I had my own thing, Supla had his own thing. And the first time we played as a band, just the two
it
of us, it was here.
Yes, at a place called Made in Brazil, and we decided to, okay, John, let's, I was doing something on my own, he was doing something on his own, and we both are going to be in London at the same time.
Yeah.
So I said, John, let's do a show, right? I said, João or John, whatever. Let's do a show in Made in Brazil, and we'll invite some friends, we'll play some covers, so one of my songs, one of your songs, and just see how it feels, right? And then an old friend of mine, the guy who used to manage The Clash, Bernard Rhodes, he came to the show and he said, okay, Supla, I think it's great. There's a great potential in here. And the name of the band is Brothers of Brazil. So, you know what? It is what it is. It's not like we're making something up. We're really brothers. Because when we play a live show, we tell people that, listen, guys, we are from Brazil. We are from São Paulo. And we're blood brothers. Because one brings the bossa nova, and I bring the punk and the rock and roll.
But how long did it take the two of you to create this sound, or did it just come
no
like that?
No it's hard. We fight a lot, we argue a lot, we are
we
very
have
different.
A song called Sometimes I Want to Punch You But I Don't Punch You Because I Love You.
sweet.
I'd rather hear the song than get hit in the face. I have to say.
Absolutely no it's but you know, we have a lot of respect and we fight, and I believe that little spark that comes, it creates something new and different. Because when I Oh, so how to describe your music? Sometimes I like to just say, Listen, man, think about Tom Jobim, right? Think about Sid Vicious and think about Chico Buarque, you know, and mix it all up, you know, something like that, you know, like, so it got, I like to say it's like a Punkanova kind of thing, you know?
We call it Punkanova, yeah.
Yeah.
That's when people are, oh, what style of music?
Because he loves rock and roll too. João loves rock and roll.
Yeah.
And I love Brazilian
music
too.
But your finger picking is basic, is a real kind of traditional Brazilian sound, really.
I really got very much influenced by Brazilian music. Yeah. And
they wrote great songs with Vinicius de Moraes.
Brazilian
right?
players, yeah, like you mentioned, Baden Powell. Then
and you're the full on rock drummer.
I'm totally rock and
rock and punk.
Yeah.
So Supla, if you're the eldest.
Yes.
In the family. And João is the youngest.
Yes.
How many siblings?
8 years.
8 years.
No. Yes. That's great.
Yes.
You're 8 years apart. How many siblings in between? Any other brothers and sisters?
Yeah, we have one in the middle.
Yeah.
The lawyer.
He's a lawyer.
A lawyer.
He's a nutcase. He's just a lawyer, you know, but I think he's the craziest. And he's the guy that has the deepest voice in the family, too.
Yeah.
I think he will be just in the doing the contracts, you know.
So this next song we're going to hear is So Pretty.
Yeah. Well, from my side, was inspired by my ex.
Yeah.
I can say that.
Zilupa.
Oh, so it was cathartic.
Yeah, yeah. But actually,
from my side, it was because I came with that. You're so pretty. You came with the first verse, and that was from my ex too. So it's all ex, all ex girlfriends now. You know,
some sentimental thing. But actually, we're gonna start with a little bit of Gingy by Tom Jobim, and we go into So Pretty.
You're so pretty. So bright.
So Pretty, one of the slower numbers from the zany duo. More from the Anton Deck of Brazil after a few tunes. Now, some of you may have seen Samuel Yirga at WOMAD this year. He's the Ethiopian keyboard player with Dub Colossus. And over this last year, he's embarked on a solo career to explore his passion for jazz. Guzo is the result. And this track, The Blues of Wallo, perfect, heart-rending Ethio jazz.
Yeah.
Anushka Shankar wanted to get to know more about flamenco music, and who better to approach than Spanish producer Javier Limón. The album is called Traveller, and that track, Bulería con Ricardo, is one where both the Indian classical and the flamenco really light each other up. Anushka on sitar and Pedro Ricardo Minio, considered one of the world's leading flamenco musicians, on piano. Now for three songs bordering on the weird but kind of wonderful. Czech sibling duo called Dva, meaning two. Sarajevo-born Amira Meidunyanin, who's teamed up with the French jazz trio led by pianist Bojan Zay on her album Amulet. And Shropshire lass Mara Carlisle, who's finally managed to release her album Floriette, that's been sitting on a shelf at EMI for 3 years. Let's start with Dva. Their music is all about layers, whether it's sounds from the circus, beatbox, cabaret, acoustic loops, or a combination of all of them. They define their music as pop of non-existent radios. I'm not sure quite what that means, but it may become clear once you hear this track. Who is their fourth album? And this is T-Hop. See what you think.
Thank you. secrets to keep. Dirty rivers running deep. I used not to sleep, but now I used not to sleep. Too many secrets to keep. Dirty rivers running deep. I used not to sleep, but now I do.
Laureate, Let It Bloom, the name of Mara Carlisle's latest album, and boy does it let her voice flourish. But Now I Do is the opening track on the album, and it sets you up for a really interesting journey into her world. Bosnian singer Amira was before that. I saw her singing in St Paul's Cathedral, accompanied by Tigran Aleksanyan on the duduk, the Armenian flute, and it gave me goosebumps. She's a Bosnian Sevda singer, the songs of mourning and lament, not unlike the Fado of Portugal or the Morna of Cape Verde. And actually, I think her voice is not unlike that of the great Cesaria Evora. Strong, passionate and soulful. I'm Lopa Kotari, and this is World on 3 here on BBC Radio 3. It should come as no surprise to you, if you've been listening to my guests on the programme tonight, that they are not afraid to say what they think and quite happily put their ideas and opinions to music.
Sometimes you have to let go for the things to come. future. Live what we had to live in the present, through the future. With something to believe, to believe.
A song there called I Hate the Beatles, and it takes a bold person to exclaim that I hate the Beatles, a mere minute's walk away from the great Abbey Road studios.
Oh, boy.
The truth is, we love the Beatles so yes. much, and we actually say that in the song.
Yeah, love and hate are two sides because, of the same coin,
yes,
aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, because in Brazil, we didn't really get a lot of stuff, you know, so the Beatles were very big. And it was funny, then I lived in the States again, and I got the opportunity to hear all kinds of different music, but I still like the Beatles. They sounded really good, really, you know?
Yeah.
So, but anyways, it's a song like to capture people's, you know, yeah. like... I hate the Beatles. What the hell is this guy talking about?
So it captures attention. But actually, the song is more about having something to believe at the moment you are and looking to the present, to the future, and having something to believe in your life.
In your life. Because if you don't have that, then it's really boring, man.
So what's the scene like in Brazil? How well do you go down in Brazil?
We live there.
I know, but musically, do they like your music?
They do.
Yeah.
They do, yes.
And what do you think about you singing in English? I mean, is there...
Well, you know, commercially, it's not very good in Brazil to be singing in English.
Yeah. Well, I had a hit in Brazil singing in English. We called the Green Hair Song. Like she said, she's only 16, laid it off. You know what I mean? Her dad is Irish. Her mom is Puerto Rican.
Right.
I'm just saying, anyways. So I was singing in English. I think it's like this. If you want to break out of Brazil and spread your music out, right? If you're just going to sing in Portuguese, Brazilian, right? You're just going to stay basically in Brazil. Maybe you get one, you know, but I think it's very important to communicate and tell your own ideas for people.
Do you think in English? I mean, you know, it is on you've got an entire
eventually
album of English.
Eventually, especially when we are in America or since been traveling a lot, eventually I can have some thoughts in English, but mainly in Portuguese, I love writing in Portuguese. I have my solo albums in Portuguese.
I have 10 albums, 9 albums
too.
All in singing in Portuguese. So nobody can say stuff to me. Sorry. No, seriously.
What are you defending yourself for?
Have I pushed a button here?
Because if I let you just talk, you're just going to be like,
But you're just defending yourself too much.
No, I'm not defending myself. I'm just saying, I think it's important to say.
Well, we already are
if you have, we're brothers. But it's like this, if you have a song, it's important to say, if we never had like success in Brazil, right? Singing in Portuguese, it would be kind of a little weird singing in English, you know? And that's why I told you.
Yeah.
I mean, I had 9 albums in Portuguese, and he had like 3 albums, and he did one that was all like Elvis, all in Bossa Nova, you know? So, that's
Elvis
why I was
Bossa Nova style?
I did one.
Wow.
All day. Yeah. And Roberto Menescal was the producer of it, like one of the main guys in Bossa Nova. So,
God, that is something really like. I've got to hear.
Yeah.
Well, that is fantastic.
That's cool.
So you're going to take the money and run to Rio.
That's
this is the last song you're going to play us out with. Tell me.
Cool. Take the money. About economic crisis. We actually say that on the beginning of the song.
Yeah.
But, you know, something we always heard, too, was like watching movies, you know. Yeah. We always saw like, this guy, he took all the money, he's going to run away. Where? Oh, he's going to Rio. Like, we always saw that in movies, you know. So we had that on our minds, you know. So
take the money and run to Rio.
Yes. Yeah. And have a good time there, too, man.
Supla, João, it's been an absolute, absolute pleasure meeting both of you.
Thank you very much. Un beijo. Okay. Ciao.
Ciao.
This next song is about the economic crisis around the world.
That's right, man. You know, it's pretty tough out there, but you gotta keep your head up and be positive.
The name of the song is Let's Take the Money and Run Away to Brazil. 1, 2,
mystery. I don't understand. How can it be? We want a job, we want to eat, with time for love and family. So dollar up, dollar down, euro cents against a pound, and the world spins around and around. Money speaks and no one knows what's gonna be. Let's take the money, run away to Brazil. Let's take the money, run away to Rio. Let's take the money, run away. Take the money, run away to Rio. Let's take the money, run away to Brazil. Let's take the money, run away to Rio. Let's take the money, run away. Take the money, run away to Rio. 1,000 people lost their jobs in this factory. It's a tragedy. Our bosses talk and walk like little bees. Watch reality. Who's the enemy? Dollar up, dollar down, euro cents against a pound, and the world spins around and around. Money speaks and no one knows what's gonna be. Why they call them securities? Let's take the money, run away to Brazil. Let's take the money, run away to Rio. Let's take the money, run away, and take the money, run away to Rio. Let's take the money, run away to Brazil. Let's take the money, run away to Rio. Let's take the money, run away, take the money, run away to Rio.
E sobe o dólar, desce o dólar, e o real tá enrolado. E a bolsa, e o bolso, e o banco tá quebrado. E a crise ali do lado.
Let's take the money, run away to Brazil. Let's take the money, run away to Rio. Let's take the money, run away, and take the money, run away to Rio. Let's take the money, run away, and take the money, run away to Rio de Janeiro.
I'd like to take both of them and run to Rio. The fabulous Brothers of Brazil. They will most certainly be gracing the shores of Britain again in the near future. So how to follow that? I think with a bit of calypso. Good, honest music. From Trinidad Calypso 1939 to 59. With so many to choose from, it was hard to whittle them down. Should I play the one where a guy is complaining about his mother-in-law who expects to be waited on hand and foot? Or the one perhaps about a woman with poor personal hygiene? Or what about the musical equivalent of the dating pages in the classifieds? Wilmuth Houdini kicks off this witty interlude with a 1943 recording of Gin and Coconut Water, a remedy for homesickness, on doctor's orders, of course.
Honey, come and go with me back to the West Indies. Baby, can't you see I'm losing my pep and my energy? What I need is my
gin and coconut water. Gin and coconut water,
the jelly, the
gin and coconut water, I cannot get in America.
What is the tonic, man?
Gin and coconut water.
Yes, it is a builder, the
gin and coconut water,
the jelly, the
gin and coconut water, I cannot get in America.
At the medical center, what you think? The doctors told me I'll have to drink. They said, take this advice from me, Houdini, and go back to the West Indies. What you need is your
gin and coconut water,
the jelly, the
gin and coconut water.
Yes, it is a builder, the
gin and coconut water, I cannot get in America.
What is the tonic, man?
Gin and coconut water.
Yes, it is a builder, the
gin and coconut water,
the jelly, the
gin and coconut water, I cannot get in America.
I remember when I was young, I was husky and very strong. Now I am so feeble and weak, my knees keep knocking when I walk the streets. What I need is my
gin and coconut water,
the jelly, the
gin and coconut water.
Yes, it is a builder, the
gin and coconut water, I cannot get in America.
What is the thing, man?
Gin and coconut water.
The jelly, the
gin and coconut water.
It is a builder, the
gin and coconut water. I cannot get in America.
My friends, I would be glad the day that I get back to Trinidad. I know my people would be glad to see me like a monkey climb a coconut tree. What I need is my
gin and coconut water.
The jelly, the
gin and coconut water.
The jelly, the
gin and coconut water. I cannot get in America.
What is the tonic, man?
Gin and coconut water.
It is a builder,
gin and coconut water.
Oh, the jelly, the
gin and coconut water. I cannot get in America.
Interested to know where calypso originated. People are interested to know where calypso originated. Some say it came from Cuba, some said British Guiana, some contend seriously it was sung by Moses crossing the Red Sea. But I told them no, no, oh no, Trinidad is the land of calypso. No, no, oh no, Trinidad is the land of calypso. It was a serious contention that was causing some real confusion. Some said it's Japanese or the folk song of ancient Chinese. A fellow said he is certain Delilah used to sing calypso to Samson. One said he heard when Nero was burning Rome, he sung calypso. But I told him no, no, oh no, Trinidad is the land of calypso. No, no, oh no, Trinidad is the land of calypso. One said that in India they sung calypso when charming cobra. Another said that Elijah sung a calypso in the chariot of fire. They argued with one another, trying to find out the owner. They mention every country, all but the land of La Trinity. But I told them no, no, oh no, Trinidad is the land of calypso. No, no, oh no, Trinidad is the land of calypso.
Seems of a decent character, but when I woke up in the morning, my wife Pretty Nighty was missing.
Come back with me, White Nighty.
Cynthia, you know it's dishonesty.
Come back with me, White Nighty.
I am going to charge you for larceny. She said she was cold and feeling sick. I thought I should be sympathetic. I took the responsibility to lend her my wife, Pretty Nighty.
Come back with me, White Nighty.
Darling, you taking a liberty.
Come back with me, White Nighty.
I am going to charge you for larceny. We had a few glasses of of whiskey and went to bed feeling merrily. But when I got up from the romance, looking for the girl, no appearance.
Come back with me, white nighty.
Cynthia, you taking a liberty.
Come back with me, white nighty.
I am going to charge you for larceny. Said she came over to study. Her father is a major in the army. I naturally had no suspicion when I heard the lady's position.
Come back with me, wife 19.
I am going to charge you for larceny.
Come back with me, wife 19.
Cynthia, you taking a liberty. Now in the continent, expect to be back any moment. And what will be my explanation in facing this rough situation?
Come back with me, white nighty.
Cynthia, you taking a liberty.
Come back with me, white nighty.
I am going to charge you for larceny.
Lord Kitchener, celebrated calypso singer, bemoaning the woman friend he entertained one evening who's run off with his wife's pretty nighty, with never a comment on his own behaviour. Kitch, as he was known, arrived in the UK on the Empire Windrush in 1948 from Trinidad, and that's when his fame really began. He became a very important figure in England to the newly establishing West Indian communities, bringing them memories of the lives they used to live and the islands that they still missed so much. Before that was Rafael de Leon, a.k.a. the Roaring Lion, another celebrated calypsonian known for his skill in creating lyrics on any subject. Here's some electro-hip-hop from Brasilia, a duo called Sacasaya, Sampleando Deus e o Mundo, sampling God and the world. The album is a curious mix of sounds and styles that do actually work quite well together, in spite of the fact that none of the 11 tracks are alike. This is Pega o Gringo, Grab the Gringo.
Deus e o Mundo, sampleando. De novo! Deus e o Mundo, sampleando. Mais uma vez, sampleando. Melon. Nós temos baiana rebolando bundão. Ó, chega gringo, nós somos o país do verão. É dar um pingo desse dólar que tu guarda na mão. Filhão, desça do avião, vá direto para a praia. Cachoeira na Chapada, pescaria na Araguaia. Tudo organizado pra deixar gringo sorrindo. Você e suas doletas serão sempre bem-vindo. O grão tá preparado pra inglês ver. Atendente mostra os dentes, ciente que não tem o que comer. O povo dança, esperança é a última que morre. Que tu vai encher a pança. A grana você corre contente, leve muamba de presente. Artesanato diferente pra moçada lá na Europa. Camisa canarinho pra torcer pro favorito na Copa. Índio que é apito, verdinha nego topa. Pega o gringo, meta dendendo gringo. 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 Pega gringo, pega, pega. Beta, protetor solar, luma que o sol esquenta. Pele branca, só de 40, tu não aguenta. Acorda pra tomar gagal, aprenda a tocar birimbau. Adianta lá na empresa, não pega beleza que é o carnaval. Pensando por um instante, seria interessante virar comerciante. Caso não fosse adiante, carreira de artista, mira bolão, um plano astuto, boa boca no dinheiro rico. Uma linha de produto, especialmente pra turista. Rastreador de malaçã, dá uma prova de bala. Vídeo aula de samba de bola, por um preço que é uma esmola. Pra quem ganha em dólar, junto meio pé de meia. Me pico pra beira da praia, fico de boa na areia. Comendo moqueca, degustando praia. Escola um terreno jeitoso numa enseada. Tijolo com tijolo, na gama, olha a pousada. Aposenta no estilo original pra caçar fada. Vivendo o ano inteiro de renda de temporada. Vivendo o ano inteiro de quê? Diga de quê? Foi vivendo o ano inteiro de renda de temporada. Diga-lhe aí, diga-lhe aí, diga-lhe aí, diga-lhe aí, diga-lhe aí pra você ver. Oi. Pega o gringo, meta dendendo gringo. Ou 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 pega o gringo, meta dendendo gringo. Pega o gringo, meta dendendo gringo. Ou pega o gringo, meta dendendo gringo. Ou pega o gringo, meta dendendo gringo. Meta dendendo gringo, meta dendendo gringo. Meta dendendo gringo.
química gerada pra gerar alteração,
alteração
positiva. Equipe de construção na ativa, de espírito pra espírito, de alma pra alma, sigo convicto da tentativa de manter a calma, mesmo estando no olho do furacão, mesmo quando o coração aperta, mesmo com o planeta em estado de alerta, seguindo no desafio de manter a mente quieta, a espinha ereta e a cabeça no lugar, na medida do possível, na sintonia certa, eu falei. Mensagem na garrafa, eu falei. É a semente que voa com vento, é energia de primeira qualidade em movimento. É a mensagem circulando, é o pensamento. Polícias e milícias em campo aberto ou no mar de concreto. A hipnose chega perto do grau 9, numa escala de 10. O mundo inteiro aos seus pés. A história até o final ainda contém várias surpresas, para o bem ou para o mal, que tal? Uma por uma, as verdades vêm à tona. Olha que beleza, tijolo por tijolo, máscara por máscara. No estilingue vai a pedra, da banana vai a casca, eu falei. É a semente que voa com vento, é energia de primeira qualidade em movimento. É a mensagem circulando, é o pensamento livre.
Benegal and the Frequency Selectors and a song called Alteração Eia. Benegal is a wonderful rapper and musician from Rio de Janeiro. His first album with his group Selectores de Frequencia, Enxugando Gelo, Drying Ice, came out in 2003 and was considered one of the best releases of the year in Brazil. Well, he's about to bring out a new album, and he handed me a selection of finished tracks when I met up with him in Rio, and that song, Alteração Eia, is one of them. Do you remember Kanda Bongo Man, the final act on the Radio 3 stage at WOMAD last year? He was brilliant. He's from the Democratic Republic of Congo and a master of soukous. Well, he loves guitar solos, and given that they're not a big part of traditional soukous compositions, he created a new musical form, liberally seasoned with solos, and called this groove Kwasa Kwasa. The Best of the King of Kwasa is out on Ashente, and it's a double CD of his tunes over the last 30 years. Here's one called JT. And while he's playing, I'm going to practice some of the dance moves that Lucy Duran taught me that memorable and fun-packed evening. Just going to make sure that the hips move back and forth while the hands follow the hips. Join me if you want. I'm sure you'll get into the swing of it by the time the song is over.
Malelo aqui, gente, gambona me miegue, gente.
ne mori foloni ma ne mori labo amen se guture la guine masake meni olu ne jera ka e bia la balo folo foloro ni mboro yema mori bukita dabadi sakuo nuru soma karamali soma wa mande soma foloni ma de soma la ba Besi bo mala wali kanda sa ere be zalulu
Ture nara erdia nara Ture nara edeze nara Abafo kamike bewege Abafo kamito bewege
Nimbora yema Tabade sako Mudibo keita Soma, karamali soma, mande soma fololi, mande soma lama. Kapara la tani kalabi, la kalabi bomba, la kalabi biomana. Atayeri terikele kwe, presida moribu. Olu legera, kanyamana ni netakanya folo folo. Ngo mogo esala, ila barada atesala o.
Malian blues from Baco d'Agnon, one of Mali's best-kept secrets. A voice that at times reminds me of Salif Keita when she cries out with undeniable passion. Sidiba is her second international release out on Discograph Records, and Le Guide de la Révolution was the track I played. This next one is from well-established Belgian songstress Morane from her album Fais-moi une fleur, Make Me a Flower, out on Blue Ras. She's a real storyteller, and Diable dans la bouteille, Devil in the Bottle, is a good example.
Diable veille, pas plus gros qu'une abeille, plus noir qu'une corneille.
et sa voix qui s'essaye susurre à mon oreille, c'est plus ça le conseil déguisé en merveille. Faites impératrice et me donne un royaume, sentiment factice d'ivresse polychrome. Et pour guider mes pas, j'ai de nobles amis, Lady Margarita et Miss Bloody Mary. Et si mes courtisans me promettent le ciel, je les crois vraiment quand ils disent que je suis belle. Ce ne sont que des ombres et mon royaume sombre dans un méchant sommeil au fond de ma bouteille.
Thank you. gets darker, no, not like it ever was. And those waves are hitting harder against the rocks, against the shore. But I'm fading fast, I'm fading fast tonight. Just say those words, I wish I heard. My eyes start to get so white and wild. You know it's gonna be a whole lot of fun tonight. You know it's gonna be a whole lot of fun tonight. The night gets colder, now not like it ever was. And those men are pushing harder against my thighs, against my throat. And I'm fading fast, I'm fading fast tonight. Just say those words, I wish I heard. My eyes start to get so wide and well. You know it's gonna be a whole lot of fun tonight. You know it's gonna be a whole lot of fun tonight. Just swaying over everything under the dance hall lights. Well, I spy that man, he want that woman, I want his wife. But I'm fading fast, I'm fading fast tonight. Look over your shoulder, see them boys, learn how to fight well. You know it's gonna be a whole lot of fun tonight. Said it's gonna be a whole lot of fun tonight. The night creeps faster, now on bended hands and knees. And as the light breaks in, I'm lying between the wall and my lover's knees. But I faded fast, I faded fast tonight. And though I'm broken tired, I've had one hell of a ride. Well, you know it's gonna be a whole lot of fun tonight. You know it's gonna be a whole lot of fun tonight. Well, I kissed my baby and we put out the lights. Well, I kissed my baby and we put out the lights. Well, I kissed my baby and we put out the lights. Well, I kissed my baby and we put out the lights.
Liz Green, who sounds more like someone from America's deep south than Liverpool, where she actually comes from. Midnight Blues is from her debut album, O Devotion, out on Play It Again Sam Records next month. And before that was Hungarian group Musikash, featuring Hungarian folk singer Marta Sebastian. They're going to be my guests on the programme in a few weeks' time, the 18th of November. So do join me then if you can. Next week, Marianne Kennedy is in the World on Three driving seat. Her guests in session are Old Sledge from the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia. I'm going to play us out tonight with a song from Claudia Aurora. She's another of the young fado singers to emerge from Portugal in the last few years, though she now lives in Bristol. She's got six dates around the UK to launch her debut album, Silencio. It kicks off at King's Place in London on the 2nd of November as part of LIFEM, the London International Festival of Exploratory Music. LIFEM itself begins on the 29th of October. They've got a really interesting lineup of artists from all over the world, including Hong Tan from Vietnam and Mari Boiner, famed Norwegian Sami singer. Details, as always, online. So till next time, here's Claudia Aurora and Povo que lavas no rio, people who wash in the river. Thank you.
pescas no rio, que talhas com teu machado as tábuas do meu caixão. Show.
Hello, I'm John Shea. Welcome to another edition of Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. And the main event in the next 2 hours is a chamber concert from Swedish radio. Ravel and Dohnányi later, but first, Sara Trebeck-Hesselink, Joel Hunter, Jakob Koranyi and Per Lundberg are playing the piano quartet from 1865 by Elfriede André. She faced similar obstacles to those impeding other women of her day, but with her father's help she overturned many of them, for instance becoming Gothenburg Cathedral's first female organist just 2 years after she wrote this quartet while still in her 20s. She sounds in many ways like a Swedish Clara Schumann, and the quartet's musical language bears that out.